Oh my gosh, dude, they're mocking me. Welcome to the Great Outdoors, everybody. Today we're going to be fishing and
talking.
And if you stick around to the end of the episode, I heard it's going to end with a splash.
Ooh, I wonder what that could mean.
I don't know. You guys, I hope everybody went out and voted.
Did your civic
very
duty.
Important. Do your gas boys duty. We promise it was a fair and integrous election.
It wasn't, guys.
There was so much.
We're going to find out why.
I think I'm about to catch a fish live on the podcast.
No way. No way.
You gotta land it. You gotta land it.
I'm gonna pull it in front of everybody.
It's a bass.
I'm about to flip it, you guys.
No,
don't flip it. Turn it around. Swing it around.
Yes, keep it on.
Pull it up.
Oh my god.
Welcome, everybody, to the Gas Boys Outdoors After Dark.
It can be your favorite episode of all time.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That's a pretty good fish, huh? Are you going to be able to get it out?
Be.
Is it going to get taken down on YouTube?
For animal abuse?
Nah. Good work. Hold it up for the camera.
Take a bite out of it right now.
Eat the heart.
Part of the deal you didn't hear, because it was before the camera started rolling, is that if we catch a fish, nobody has to jump in the water.
Not true.
Gotta kiss it.
I'm not gonna kiss it.
You have to kiss it.
I'm not.
That's part of the
rules.
Gonna
kiss it. I will send it back, though. Oh, wow.
That's a beautiful fish.
A beautiful fish.
You should slap Parker with it.
Oh. Parker, I'm not gonna slap you. Come here.
Nice.
It swam away instantly. We care for wildlife here. Man, what a day, huh? What a way to start it off.
What a hot start.
I'm going to give it one more cast, and hopefully we can...
You guys, it's been a while since...
We can get another one.
We posted on Instagram, so we really do hope you went out and voted. We really appreciate all the viewers, all the people of Gas Nation...
Yeah.
...for going out and doing their civic duty.
I really appreciate you guys. You're very nice to me.
Some great news this week, some devastating news this week.
Unfortunately.
As you all know.
Oh, bro, massive cat right there.
Oh, and that is massive. You guys, if we catch a catfish, then is exempt, whoever's jumping in is exempt from.
Bleep that out.
Yeah. You got to build suspense.
We really had just a devastating week. Oh. So as you guys know, we started a tradition years ago.
Tradition.
Just the three boys, just us right here. Pazookie Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
All right. There was great influence in the nation. Many people went and got Pazookies, BJs, got a lot of business from us.
Oh, yes, because we told everybody to go do it.
We told everybody to go. Get your friends. Go do it. And if your friendships are failing, that's on you, not on us.
That's true.
We told you to go to Pazookie. We gave you so many ways to fix it and make it better. But now... The Pazookie Pass.
Closing time. What's that song?
Closing time.
Closing
Pazookie
time.
Pass is no longer, is what Gavin is trying to say.
Yeah, we can't.
They're discontinuing it as of Saturday, which is fine. We started Pazookie Tuesday with no Pazookie Pass. We will keep it going with no Pazookie Pass.
We're going to have to revert back to Tuesdays, probably.
They cannot stop us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go back to Tuesdays.
And maybe they'll bring it back.
I bet they will.
They will.
It was kind of a lottery deal where you had to buy in. There was only a limited number of tickets.
Haley was the shout out to Haley. She told me about it, and then I told everybody about it, and we all got Pazookie passes before they shut it down, and it was awesome. And then we told you about it. Everybody at home.
I think it was in Oregon before it was here, because I got a text from Devin long ago.
Oh, really?
Before he moved out here, he was like, "Have you seen this thing?" And I couldn't find it. Like, I couldn't get it.
Oh,
wow, that's incredible. Great story, Parker.
Yeah, thanks.
You know
Kevin.
How we caught that fish? As we were listening, and then one jumped, and I threw it exactly. Sorry. Also, I threw it exactly where it jumped backwards while I wasn't looking and then caught it.
The fish?
Yeah, did you take note of that? We of heard what? That one jump and I threw the casted it backwards and landed it exactly where the fish jumped and then
in
caught
its
the
mouth.
Fish.
So where the pretty fish much. Are swimming, that's where you should
that's
fish.
That's where I'm casting. If we hear another one jump, I got to cast it over there. The catfish. You still see it?
I see the catfish.
That would be awesome to catch a catfish.
You guys probably can't really see much behind us because it's dark outside.
But there's a lake, you know.
There's a
pond.
Whole pond back there.
It's a private pond. We own it.
Would you rather have a fishing pole or a million fish?
Oh, massive catfish right there, too.
Probably a million fish.
I'd probably have a million fish.
Yeah. Then you can buy. You can sell those pole. Fish, buy fishing poles.
Exactly. Probably don't need to sell all 1 million.
I think we're going to be back on Instagram with a vengeance.
Yeah, we can post that clip of me catching this fish backwards. That was pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
Once you feel like you just, if you stop doing something for a long time, the longer you've not been doing it, the harder it's going to be to get back into it.
That's true. Gavin and once you start, the easier it is to keep going.
Easier it is to keep going. I made that video walking down to the dock. I probably wouldn't have done that if Gavin hadn't
got the train rolling.
What we're trying to say is we're trying to spark love again in the Gas Boys Instagram. Yeah. Just trying to get it going.
Guys, go follow. If you don't follow Gas Boys Instagram.
Oh. No way.
No. If you don't follow Gas Boys Instagram, go follow it. We got lots of new stuff coming on out there. If you do follow it,
tell your friends.
Tell your friends to follow it. Go like our stuff.
Tell your dang friends.
Getting 1,000 by the end of the year.
And tag Red Bull in all of our posts.
If we get to 1,000 followers on Instagram before the end of the year, and we're going to be contributing to this. We're going to be posting clips. Yes. We're going to be actively trying to as well. But tell your friends, because if we get 1,000 followers before the end of the year, we are going to be re-releasing our merch website and selling merchandise.
Oh, wow.
That's a Gas Boys promise, you guys. But it really is. This is the first we're talking about it. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
Yeah that's sure. We're doubling our listenership.
We'll double it.
Maybe not our listenership, but our
also YouTube. Get on your YouTube.
You just do, Gavin. You just knocked my mic. Gosh, that's what you did.
I didn't touch it. Oh, my hat.
Your hat.
That's fine.
If we hit 1,000 followers on Instagram, we will re-release our merch. You guys can get. We'll make some new designs too.
Oh, new designs! There is a donkey down there.
Well, donkey there is up a here donkey. Too. Wow. His name's Gavin.
You guys want to hear the donkey?
Crazy story? Is that what you're
crazy
gonna say?
Story?
Knew it.
You know, it's the darkness that brings it all back. All
right, Gavin.
I was working on a bunk bed for River for his birthday. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Shop just story. Up the hill. All right.
Do you mind if I drain the lizard real quick while you're?
What?
Go for it, I guess. What'd you drink?
Coffee.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
Oh my gosh. Me and Gavin will carry it on. Parker just hates the story.
I won't do a lot of details.
No, please, please be done with it by the time I get back. Anyways.
So, I'm working up in the shop. It's just up the hill from here.
Woodworking story.
As I'm putting together this bunk bed, I have music playing. Luckily, don't have my AirPods in.
I think that you told the story on the podcast.
No, I told you guys after recording.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't want, if there was something that happened.
Okay, that makes sense.
Didn't want to have to worry about it being on the podcast. But
onward.
Time has passed, and I'm working on the bunk bed. I'm on the ground putting together the sides so I can add the frame and just finish up and stain it. And as I'm working on this, all of a sudden, barking and growling. I turn around 10 feet from me as I'm on the ground is his dog. And I think he's a...
Parker, put your clothes back on.
I don't remember what kind of dog he is, but basically, long story short, he is lunging at me, tries to get closer and closer, and so I start yelling at the dog. I know the dog's name.
Bad dog, that's what he is.
Yeah, and I start yelling, and I'm trying to get him to go away. He never turns around, never backs down. He's, like, down in a hunch position.
Never gives up either?
He never gives up. And he's just growling at me, barking at me.
Nick, for the sake of the story.
And Nick, as he's barking at me, I get him off our retaining wall. He starts jumping up, like, looking over the retaining wall, just like barking at me.
Goodness gracious.
I finally get him to go away and I walk him all the way back to his property and he's still barking at me. I get him into the trees. He's running around back in the trees. I can't see him anymore. It's as dark as it is. Now, Andy's still barking and growling, and I have my hammer, but I go back into the shop for a second, still barking, still barking. I start working on the bunk bed again. Kind of goes away. Probably 5 minutes later, maybe 10 minutes later, I turn around, and he's right there again, growling at me at the entrance to the shop.
There's old Nick.
I have my hammer in my hand. I'm like, if this dog attacks me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want to have to kill it or hurt it.
Hear that?
And so just barking at me.
Oh, that thing is huge.
Dang it.
And I finally get him to go away. I have to call the neighbor, all that stuff, a bunch of other things go down, but never attacks me. But that was the only time I was genuinely scared from my life, that I thought this dog was going to bite my face or something and attack me.
Remember when you got bit in the butt by that dog?
Yeah.
We probably talked about it before.
Hilarious.
Yeah, one time we were playing wiffle ball camping, and some friends had a dog that was like bred for sheep herding.
Literally, and that was a sheep dog. Yeah.
Yeah, I was running the bases. His name was Asher. He runs and he bites me in the butt cheek. Literally have teeth marks in my right butt cheek.
To this day.
Yeah. We'll put pictures up and for everybody bruises. To see.
Yeah, we'll put it in post.
But just of the bite marks.
Yeah, it was great.
We'll give you a before and after.
There is a picture of me like running from the dog and like going like... I don't know how they got that picture.
They knew it was going to happen.
It was coming.
They sent the dog on purpose.
Yeah, but he bites my butt cheek so hard, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
Hurt.
I think it was... Yeah, sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say, really.
I think it was when we were in Hawaii. There's lots of chickens that just roam about there. Rumor has it was like a tornado that picked them up and then just like dropped them down there. I'm
from
pretty
the
sure.
Pacific,
no shot, bro.
Bro,
across
yeah.
The
some,
Pacific Ocean.
I don't know.
No
or they were...
way.
They used to be a lot of chickens in captivity, and then a big storm happened, and they all got lost.
That's probably
that's
but they're on
realistic.
All the islands.
They were already on the islands. Then a storm came. They broke out and became free range.
Bro, what a sick movie that would be from the perspective of the
chickens. Oh, chickens made movies? That would be awesome.
Yeah. but she was like kind of freaked out of the chickens and thinking that like if they got close. Or no, this is just birds in general.
Yeah.
Because they could pick her up.
Yeah, probably. She weighs like 75 pounds, something like that.
Yeah. Bird would just swoop down and
But she's so freaked out by him. And I'm like, I promise you, if one came over here, it's just
one
swift kick or one punch or one grab the throat and smash. Yeah. It's done.
One throat smash and it's over.
What?
Gavin, if it's a long-necked bird.
Oh, a little crazy bit of twisty. I've always wanted to give it a little...
You've never done that before?
Spin it around.
Not as in like, I want this to happen, but like, if you got to teach him a lesson, she's attacking my wife.
If you're attacking my wife, I'm going to wring your neck.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry. And I'm not going to apologize.
Nope, not sorry.
There's something written on the board there. It says Elon Musk, U.S. citizen. What is that about? What?
Oh, he's getting like appointed to some, Trump's wanted to put him on some boards or whatever, some departments. Oh. I didn't know he was a U.S. citizen.
Why else would it be, huh?
South African.
Yeah, but you can become you can have dual citizenship or...
Gavin, I know, but I just didn't
you
know
think
that.
He's an illegal immigrant?
I thought he was not one of us, but he
imagine
is, and
if
that
Elon
makes him so much cooler.
An illegal immigrant?
I don't think you can do that with all the businesses and all the stuff he's done with Tesla. I don't think you can live in the U.S. and start all these businesses
without
a citizenship.
I just thought he was African. Turns out he's not. He's African
American. South African.
South African American.
Oh, we're a little bit tangled, you guys. Oh.
No way.
Nah,
I was.
Here, drop it down. Drop it down.
It spit it.
Oh, dang it.
I really did have one on, I promise.
He promises, guys.
No,
he felt it.
Look where I threw my lure. Look where it is now, guys.
He knows his rod.
Look where I threw my lure. Look where it is now.
I don't know where you threw it. It's right behind me. I can't see anything.
I did have one on, and I'm being dead serious. It might still be on there. Let's give it a little tug. Nope.
Sorry. I think it's so funny, though, how Trump is proposing these new government agencies or departments or whatever, and people are freaking out like, so we're just making up branches or like departments now.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you think all of them
have
decay?
Been made? Yeah.
We
that's
made them up
run.
And then we
also
made them
one thing about the world is that there's always new stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like, do you think there was a Department of Transportation before there was transportation?
There does not need to be a Department of Transportation.
No, just drive Abolish. Your car.
No, that, I don't know, that Gavin, one can probably stay in
look
there.
Look at Oregon, like ODOT versus TxDOT. Mm-hmm. The roads in Oregon are so much better.
That's
probably
true.
More money goes to
that's
them.
True. Yeah.
The roads are one thing. I was thinking about this today. If they abolished all those different areas of government, like with the city, how they are the ones that maintain the roads.
Let's get rid of the city.
What if we privatized all of those?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know, Gavin.
No, you would have to have a large amount of capital, especially for cities like Dallas. I mean, it takes them forever to do anything anyways because it's such a massive city and just so much going on. But to try and start a company that can
basically
do that,
make government contracts for everything?
Yeah.
But not government. That might be a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Some people might cut some corners and it might end up with really crappy roads.
We already have crappy roads.
That's
Wait,
true.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Suck. I was driving on the Texas road today and
popped a tire.
This is a true story. Ever since I got my car worked on, it's been having this issue where when it's idling, like when I'm not pressing on the gas and the car is turned, the engine's turned on, it idles at like 150 RPMs. And that's Whoa. Really what it's at. I can see the gauge or whatever.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when it's idling that low, and it's very easy to fix, I need to just fix it. Sometimes when it's idling that low, it doesn't get enough power to stay alive. And so I'll be like at a stop sign and like finally it's my chance to like gun it and like get onto the loop or something. You know, like start going and then it just dies and I can't go. And I'm like halfway in the road and I have to. That happened on my way here. I was pulling out. Luckily, it wasn't a super busy road.
Yeah.
But I was almost cooked. So I got to get that figured out because that's worst case scenario. You make it halfway into the lane. And then you're
a Texas driver not paying attention just smashes
into you.
Get
a Texas car accident on the Texas roads.
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how I wasn't. I'm not been in more accidents or anything like that.
That's true. Parker drives like a maniac. Parker. The only time I've almost been in an accident was with Parker.
No,
but
Isaac,
I don't think
remember.
It's ever been my fault.
Isaac. That's true. It was the ISIS fault on the road.
It was ISIS's fault.
ISIS.
Thank you, Donald Trump, for eradicating them.
Yeah, thank God. And
dude,
Trump.
There's some.
No, there was that time with when Mariah was on one of her visits here.
Yeah.
And we were merging. Texas has the worst. Whoever came up with merging in Texas was an idiot, bro.
You can't see where you're merging.
Yeah, there's not like a lane that you can stay in for a while. You're on the ramp and then you're in the lane of travel. There's
That's
no
true.
Place
people,
to speed
there's
up.
There's a
just a yield sign there. So you're supposed to go from 0 to 75 merging onto the interstate.
Auto insurance in Texas is pretty expensive, partially because people get in a lot of accidents in Texas. They did a poll. Texas has the worst drivers in America, and that's true. Texas gets in a lot of accidents, partially because there's bad drivers and partially because it's hard to drive in Texas with all these, like the Metroplex, also the weird merging, like Parker said, that mixed with people just driving like idiots, it makes it a danger zone. It's hard to not be in a wreck in Texas. Luckily, I never have and I never will. Knock on.
I made a commitment to not do road rage anymore, just to not get mad about people driving bad.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But it really chaps me when people turn into the like wrong lane. Cause I grew like in driver's ed, you learn that when you're turning, like yes. making a left turn, you turn into the closest lane to you. That's your lane. But people are just going
everywhere.
Yeah. Makes it so much harder to make a right turn at a red light.
Right.
You're supposed to yield to the people going, but you don't know where this car is going to go.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's frustrating.
Drives Some of them don't have a turn radius to not get into the,
No, dude, I will be driving around here like on the loop. Today I was pulling a trailer with the van. And I'm able to make it into that close lane, and I got people.
Well, it depends. If you're pulling a U-turn, you can't. But I.
Oh, U-turn's impossible.
I understand what you're saying. I thought you were talking about U-turn.
No.
Yeah, bunch of irresponsible people. Sorry, everyone, talking about transportation. Not really that entertaining.
The Department of Transportation, though, they got to get on it and fix that.
How about the roads in this state?
No, listen to this, all right? This is something I've noticed a lot lately, because I pull a trailer pretty much every day behind my truck for work. W.
Nux.
There are so many Texas drivers that when they're turning into, whether it's a store or off the road, they love to swing wide. They'll swing left into the oncoming traffic
Honda
and then
Civic.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They are driving the smallest car or just even a regular truck. You do not need to swing wide to turn in somewhere.
Swing wide, is that lyrics from a song? Swing wide. This Heavenly Gates, is that a lyric? Swing wide, those heavenly gates.
Yeah, probably.
I recognize that for real, for real. Let's make that a song. If
the
it's
Swing Wide, though, remind me, just sound like Spring Up, like the Rise song.
Oh, yeah,
spring
maybe that's something.
Swing wide. Oh, swing wide.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, no, nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating because people will almost hit you coming into your lane because it's a three-lane road, and they're turning onto a shoulder into a parking lot, and they'll swing over. I'm like, are you
no
dumb?
No need for that.
Are you dumb? I feel like some crazy stuff has been going on in politics lately, and I'm trying to think of the headline I wanted to talk about, and I can't think of it.
I don't know.
Donald Trump has appointed a lot of people for office.
A lot of people.
Attorney
the
General.
Best people. Some might say. I haven't said that, but some people might say that.
The U.S. Attorney General is going to be good.
Yeah?
He appointed the first ever
I heard
female
some people say wife. He's going to be bad. But bad. That's just some people. A lot of people say crazy things.
Crazy things.
The first female
what? White House staffer? No.
First female White House staffer. That'd be crazy.
First female.
The first female to ever work in the White House. He did it. Glass ceilings being shattered all over the place.
First female something. It was like the first person he appointed.
Yeah, some.
Yeah,
Sally
the,
is her name.
It's the lady that's in charge of the White House staff.
Chief yeah. of staff?
Chief of staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
I believe that. That's what it is, you guys.
I think
I do believe
cool.
that.
Christian, are you still thinking about getting a dog?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
Oh, Christian's about to move into an apartment.
Yeah.
You guys, tomorrow. Tonight's my
literally
last night
tomorrow.
Not in an apartment. Guys, where do you guys get couches? Because, gosh dang.
Did you go to Sam's Club?
No, not yet.
You should check
they
it out. They
expensive.
Have some sectionals that are a decent price.
They'll have, like, three options, and one of them is going to be weird, and then the other ones are going to be too expensive for how bad they are. And that was my experience.
My
did you buy the weird one?
No, I didn't buy one from there.
Oh, okay.
It was that, like, think of corduroy, but
I'm thinking
the,
about
what is that? The
velvet?
Yeah, the little stripes are wider. They're, like, okay. this wide
that's
instead.
Disgusting. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, that wide, and it's all over
I
this love
like
seat.
Yeah.
Or no, it's like a, I don't know, it's a big chair, basically. It was terrible.
I've got to get a coffee table as well. I'm a big coffee table guy as opposed to ottoman guy, I think.
Yeah, me too. Something solid where you can put some stuff on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just like being able to eat in the living room.
Yeah, get some of those.
Plus, I'm not really going to have a dining table.
Mariah and I got some of those like C-shaped tables, you know, where it's like the bottom, the flat, and then surface for your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not super tall, so you can't like fit your legs under them.
Uh-oh.
Which is a bummer. But they're still nice to be able to slide it underneath there, put your cup on there, put yeah, some right. meals on there. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Just sit there, watch TV, don't even talk to each other. It's the best.
Sounds so awesome.
Yeah, I feel like I was more open to splurging on, like, furnishings for my home.
Yeah.
Than, like, anything else. Because you just got, it's an investment. You just, this couch I'm going to have for
a
10 years,
time.
Maybe. Maybe yeah. If it, I mean, if it's got a good life.
Yeah, got a good life. You got a good life.
So. You really want a dog?
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
You gotta cater to it.
I went into a
being,
house.
Being real though, like
I went
you,
into.
Oh, go ahead.
I went into a house today or this week, and it was just like you could tell there were dogs that lived there.
They're stinky.
Stinky.
Yeah, but you guys have a dog, and it's
yeah,
not,
but he has a yard
a
he can go
house.
Out into, and like
he can be outside a lot.
Yeah, he can be outside a ton.
Also, just you have to.
And he's super calm. He's not like getting wound up and
jumping on people.
I wouldn't get it crazy. Crazy. That's a show.
Get a little tiny dog. Get like a purse dog.
Like a crusty
but
little
then you gotta,
dog.
Somebody's got to go home to take him out. You can't just like run around from work to yeah. whatever you want to do. You got to always go. You go feed him. You got to let him out probably during your lunch every day.
It's just a burden.
You got to take care of him in the evening. You got to walk him down all three flights of stairs.
Or
feed
you can
him.
Get like a little
a goldfish.
Yeah, get a goldfish or
it's
like
so
a
easy.
Urinal or a fire hydrant on your patio that you can just use.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
With a basin.
Yeah, that won't stink.
It. Yeah, but every once in a while you
dump it out.
You walk it down
the
your
balcony.
Dump it out over the balcony.
Oh.
You need a, you got to get like a scout sized dog or smaller.
Yeah,
probably,
for sure.
Because
you can also get a cat, but they're just.
Big dogs equal smelly dogs. Big and smelly.
Cat would be better.
You never hear of a medium and smelly dog.
It's back there.
It's always big
it's
and smelly.
Back. Check this out, you guys. I'm about to catch this fish. Hopefully my hands aren't too numb to cast this one-handed. Oh, they're not. What do you know?
Oh,
that was
oh
really
my
far.
Ear. Gavin, stop. I did not hook Gavin's ear, you guys. I'm a good caster.
You guys ever been hooked in the ear?
Haley wants to get
a
Dalmatian.
Oh, my gosh. That's big, though.
Those dogs
it's a
are
big
huge.
Dog.
That's
true. Are they?
I think so. It's like a Great Dane, but spotted.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they're pretty
You're
big.
Thinking of a Great Dane Dalmatian mix.
Oh, that's what
it is. They're not that big.
They're pretty big dogs.
Oh.
Foster a puppy or something like that.
Oh, okay.
They have those.
What does that even mean?
Where you basically just like raise it for a while until it's able to be adopted, until someone adopts it.
So have it only during the puppy phase.
Yeah, it's so fun and cute.
Before you can teach it how to act.
Yeah, before it's well trained. And also, once you get attached, then get rid of it.
Yeah, real good suggestion, Parker.
Parker, you're just full
of
good
ideas.
But
it's a little trial run. You gotta try before you buy.
You gotta test drive it.
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't get married
before. Watch Scout for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I think that he would dislike
would be,
it just because I'm not
be
his
hell
family.
For Scout.
Yeah, he would hate it. He can't see anything. He wouldn't know what's going on.
Yeah. Weird smells.
Yeah.
No friends.
He would tear up your house.
Probably would.
Yeah, that's also a big thing. I can't let it be torn up.
Yeah,
Scout's gonna switch out the shower head. I asked the lady if I could switch out the shower head yesterday. She said, yeah, just keep the original one.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. Because the shower head was like right here, probably.
Oh, I have a
shower
head.
So we got a little extender one.
I just bought one for a customer. It was like in a pack, and they didn't want the shower head. They just wanted the handheld deal.
Oh, funny. Is it a good one?
Yeah. You want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
$30.
Wow.
Gosh. I've had so much friends 50. Help me with stuff.
Yeah, it's the
TVs,
best.
Furniture, people at work that are just like, hey, here's this.
Yeah, our TV my dad gave to me.
Yeah, nice.
Devin and I bought a TV off of Marketplace when we were living together. We just paid $100 for it. And then Dad was like, here, have this TV. So I'm like, oh, okay. I guess
hilarious.
Devin had this TV.
Nice. Cool.
So it's $100 TV. Yeah.
Blessings on blessings.
Come on. Seriously. Miracles on miracles, you guys.
It's awesome. Got to get a sound bar. I'm excited for Black Friday. So many things I got to buy. But so many expenses now.
Thousands of dollars.
For a sound bar? Nah.
No. Just expenses.
For a good one? Yeah. Expenses in general.
Just expenses are thousands of dollars.
That's crazy. Got bills to pay, y'all.
Stung, you hungry?
No.
I'm hungry, dude.
I'm
I had some
hungry.
Enchiladas before we got here.
Oh, that's why he was late. I was after.
No, I was, I showered and ate some enchiladas.
Yeah, do you guys like having the studio set up when you get here?
It's the best, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I used to do this constantly.
Oh, Parker, all whatever.
Here we
Sister,
go.
Please.
Parker over there woes me.
Brother, literally. If someone says, sister, please, the best comeback is brother, literally. Works
every
time.
Yeah, you did used to set it up because
brother,
I would be coming from work.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was coming from work,
too. You would set it up. Well, I work later than you, so.
I don't think that's accurate.
You'd set it up at the church.
You'd be a good little boy and you'd set it up for us. Remember that?
You remember when you do that, Parker? You remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, don't do that.
Tivvy backwards right now. You guys, the water is daunting. It is very green during the day because it was dyed.
And I cannot believe you caught a fish, and we haven't had another bite since.
I know. In the intro, that was so funny.
That was so awesome. You guys.
I did have another bite.
You saw
I had
it was alive.
I was untangling it.
Yeah.
I really did.
You really did.
I promise. I
really believe you.
We'll be able to see after we look at the video the little tugsky-wugsky on the pole.
Who do you guys think is going to win the fight tomorrow night?
Oh, John Jones? Oh, no. Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Jay Pizzy? I think Jake.
Jay Pizzy.
Jake
I
Paul.
Think Mike Tyson's got him.
I think he's going to pass out.
Bow.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, he's just not going to be. He's not even going to get knocked out. He's just going to get so tired and he's going to fall over.
I don't know, dude. I don't think there's any way that Mike Tyson wins.
Oh.
This is a young dude.
I bet he bites his ear off.
Oh.
I bet he takes his chunk out of his ear. He'll be just so hyped up and wild. He'll be like, oh, it's just crazy. Jake wanted me to bite his ear off.
It's crazy, Jake.
It's crazy. Jake wanted me to bite the ear off.
Exactly.
I'm the fiercest.
His voice is so funny.
I kind of like it.
It's just so not what you would expect to come out
like
of his
he's weird.
Face.
He's not weird, dude.
He is weird.
Bro, he is a total weirdo.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
The press conference where Jake is like, I want to kiss Mike's juicy lips or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then he comes back with the most foul, out-of-pocket response.
He's always had, like, the most sus comebacks in, like, rows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, for all of the opponents that he's fought, he's always making some sexual innuendo at them.
Okay.
That's, like, his thing.
Huh. Okay, that makes more sense. I heard the customer I was working for today talking on the phone. And he was like, yeah, we're going to go watch the Mike Tyson beat up on that little white boy tomorrow night.
Little white boy.
I just jumped over there.
No way.
Where?
Over there by the little boat.
I hope Mike Tyson wins. Open. Oh, you caught a boat.
Good. Oh, I got a massive one. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's
no, you'll be okay.
You'll be good.
Right there. Perfect. That's the money spot right there.
I'm excited, though.
For the fight? Mm-hmm. Is it free on Netflix?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
If you have Netflix, it's free.
That's awesome. YouTube TV is so awesome. Okay, I'm not going to spend much time on this, but this is the best college football season of all time.
Holy crap.
So much fun. And we have playoffs coming. Like,
and it's way more than...
It's 12 teams. It's going to be like every single game is going to be huge. Oh. It's going to be so fun, dude.
They can't
I'm
play
so
them
hyped.
At the same time. They got to let them be separated.
A few days ago was like the exact half point of the season. A few days ago. If you factor in the first game of the year versus the championship.
Dude. It feels like
the regular season's already
almost over.
But we still got championship. We got conference championships, then we got playoffs, then we got championship.
We got 3 weeks of reg left.
Yeah.
Ducks got a bye after this week.
A huge game this week is Georgia versus Tennessee. If Georgia loses, they're out of the playoffs. If Tennessee loses, they're probably out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Winner, it's like now that we're so late in the season, every game has like huge playoff implications.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. Colorado might be still in it.
Yeah.
If they went out, they're still in it. There's so many teams, like, they're not in it right now, but if they went out, they're going to be in it. BYU, if they went out.
I don't know how I feel about
Boise State, if they went out.
About the massive conferences. Because now, like, with Pac-12, you played every Pac-12 team except, like, two, I think, every year. Something like that.
Mm.
But now, there's, like, 20-something teams in a conference. You might have one team play like a bunch of schools at this other team, like they don't even cross over like at all.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, where they play completely different people, like not even close to the same caliber.
I wish we played Indiana.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, stuff like that where you don't see.
In 2 weeks is when Indiana plays Ohio State. That game will be massive. I think Indiana could actually, they definitely, Indiana could lose that game and still make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They've had as strong of a schedule as
Penn
State.
Because they're ranked fifth or something now. Like they're up there.
Yeah, undefeated.
Good for them.
Unless they get blown out, then it's like, okay, this team is fraudulent. Because they've had a really weak strength of schedule.
Yeah.
But they beat Nebraska by 45 points.
Has had a super weak schedule. Notre Dame has had a super weak schedule. Yeah. And they lost to one of those weak teams. They're way overrated.
Yeah, they're cooked.
ACC is so bad. I think SMU could win in the ACC. That would be pretty sick.
It's hard to tell if the SEC is any good, last thing. Because they only play each other and they all... Like, there's no standout SEC team right now.
They all claim that, the best conference, toughest conference, but they're all...
And they all lost to Big Ten teams last year and didn't win the championship. It was a Big Ten team that won the championship.
Interesting. It's going
to
be the same
again. It was a Big Ten team and a Pac-12 team in the championship last year.
And it really should have been that Florida State team over Alabama. In my opinion.
Yeah.
But they're not going to snub the SEC. They won't do that.
Well, I don't really mind that because then Florida State got blown out by Georgia by like 70.
Yeah, but they, like a bunch of their players opted out, like all their best ones. Mm-hmm. All that sort
of really?
Stuff. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough situation, but SEC is, SEC loyalists have the most out of proportion view of how good the SEC really is. It's pretty insane. It's pretty insane. Big Ten is more dominant as of current standings. We have four of the top five.
Yeah.
Our Big Ten teams. One of them's SEC.
You guys are getting kind of cold out here.
Yeah, a little chilly willy.
Chilly willy out here.
Man. Would not have to be the one that has to jump in the water today.
Yeah. Gosh.
Oh, my gosh. The just blatant voter fraud that took place makes me so sick.
Oh my gosh, it's disgusting.
Guys, you would not believe the amount of duplicate accounts we had voting, non-human accounts.
Non-humans, you guys.
The same account that's run by multiple people, what did I just say?
The same people running multiple accounts.
The same people running multiple accounts, voting on all of them.
Gosh. It makes me sick.
So we went ahead and disqualified those.
Still wouldn't matter. It'd be the same outcome either way.
Yeah. And if you're brand new and if you've been living in a cave, Gavin, on the last episode, had the genius idea of...
Recording on the stock.
Pretty genius, to be fair.
And that was probably the best idea you've ever had.
And setting it up so that you, the people, could vote for, at the end of this episode... who you wanted to jump into the pond.
To be immersed in the waters. Although I was looking at the language that you used, kind of revisiting it. All you said was jump into the pond. So whether that's full body or not, I think that's up to the jumper.
You better not. People are going to be outraged if you jump in.
They will be outraged. So it's really up to you. If you want to make us look like fools, then, I mean, go ahead. Also, beep. They don't know who it is yet.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Sorry, everybody.
But, yeah. At the end of this episode, whoever you guys voted for on our Instagram is getting in the pond.
Sorry, liberals.
Yeah. Nice try. It kind of reminded me of the 2020 election, though, because we went to bed.
Oh, yeah.
And Gavin had a steady, commanding steady lead.
I was up by like 15
points.
Or 20.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then we wake up and I look, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Christian has made an astounding
mistake. It's pretty devastating looking at
every single
this
vote
morning.
That came in the night was for Christian.
Yeah. We had 200,000 votes. Every single one was for me.
Disappear. And they were all from swing states. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Pretty insane.
And so at this point, I'm just watching it back and forth throughout the day and did some math. Took away the
5,000
illegitimate votes because I'm the supreme ruler of the universe. I can do that. And let's see. It's not going to load. I took a screenshot, though.
What are you trying to find?
Just the results of the votes.
The results are the same no matter if we count the illegitimate ones or not.
Yeah, subtract them. It was like equal for you two.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It's equal for voter fraud.
No, it wasn't. I had 5. He had 2.
He had several from non-followers that were just influenced by...
The freak? So did I.
I don't think so.
Yes, I did. I had Kelsey who voted on... I had...
No, those ones were the ones that got deleted.
I had 5 duplicate accounts.
Right.
Gavin had 2.
Yeah. But Gavin also had like non-followers... Who just found out.
Everyone had non-followers.
I don't think so.
Yes, 100%.
No.
That's like non-citizens. We had foreign nationals voting in our Gaspers election, and we also had, I don't know, people voting multiple times, dead people voting in this election. But
the results are in.
The results are in, and it was just squeaked out by about 2 points. Gavin Charles Thiel is getting in the pond in roughly 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
woohoo!
Do not scrub the episode.
Don't scrub it. Why would we scrub it?
No, those people. Yeah, the people listening.
Oh.
And watching on YouTube.
Scrubbing?
They're going to scrub it
to
the end.
Oh, scrub to the end.
Guys, don't scrub it up, dub, seriously.
They're going to skip everything.
We need the retention. Keep your eyes locked in on us, please. Oh, it's getting cold.
It is very chilly.
You think we're going to get another fish?
Potentially.
Should we just go for some improv?
Yeah, we need to do some improv. We need improvisations.
We're going to get Gavin warmed up with some improv before he jumps into the abyss. That's back there.
Beloved ChatGPT.
There's a lot of snapping turtles.
No, they're not snapping, bro.
Not.
You've seen snappers in here?
Parker's been...
No. I've caught the turts that are in this pond.
Oh, my hands are too cold.
I believe they're red-eared sliders.
Give us a improv scenario.
This is the coldest I've been in Texas in a long time.
Yeah.
All right. I am Jeffrey Stone, and I love...
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
And we're just your buddies.
You guys are just my friends, and we're going to go... you know, we're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim won.
Oh, no way. Keep it.
Buddy. Oh, it's a monster, too. I'm flipping it, you guys.
Not over top of me.
I'm flipping it over top. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
It might be the same one from earlier.
It might be.
Its mouth looks the same. It's large.
Weird.
It'd be small mouth.
Yeah, dude, it was centimeter away. from poking his eye out.
Very good. All right.
Number two.
Number two, you guys.
That just saved our improv.
Seriously. I mean, ruined it. It was so good.
Yeah.
It did great.
We can cut out the improv. Yeah. That was bad.
It was bad.
But didn't even make
good
sense.
Good idea, good concept. I don't really know where we were going.
I don't either. I think it needed to have a quicker punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's saying.
Want to give it a kiss?
Nah, that's all right. Just a little... Spit it in his mouth. I'm not going to kiss it.
Woohoo!
See you, buddy. Man, what a night, huh?
What a night.
That's probably, I'm probably going to call it for the fishing.
Yeah, we got to end on a high note.
Yeah. Man. Happy birthday to me.
All right, let's do an improv scenario real quick and then call it a day. Let's hop into some improv. All right, my name is Michael Dinkrit. My name is
Michael Dinkrit.
Jamarcus Blanchard.
Problems.
My name is Jamarcus Blanchard, and...
You're addicted to spanking.
Oh, yeah. And I'm addicted. And you guys keep trying to spank me.
You guys won't stop giving me kisses. It's so weird. And I'm like, stop, you guys.
You don't.
Seriously.
Stop.
And you don't stop. You literally will not stop. Okay, are you guys ready for this scenario?
I was trying to hook it on there.
Ding dong. Oh, I wonder if we could hypnotize the listeners.
You guys. That improv was funny.
Subscribe. If you are not watching on YouTube, go and watch it so you can see the fish, at least, guys, and also just the sick environment that we're in right now.
It's disgusting how sick it is.
Disgusting. And it's gone.
It's a trap.
All right. I think the hour is upon us. Probably.
Yeah, no improv. It was kind of buns.
It's okay, but it happens. We're still practicing. We've been off for a while.
Guys,
and
cold. You can't improv when you're cold.
Yeah. Full disclosure, last episode, we did record an improv, but it was...
You didn't post it?
So bad, didn't post it.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it, too. I blocked it out. It was devastating. All right.
And, you know, sometimes...
The hour is upon us, Gavin.
I lost.
He lost.
Well, actually, I won.
No, I don't think
so. Election.
That's true.
You've been elected to get in the pond.
As the pond king.
I'm the pond king. All right.
Let's do it.
The pond king.
Is the water cold?
No, actually, when I put my hands in it, it was kind of warmer than my hands are currently.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
Oh, look at all these fish.
For real?
There's like a bunch of little babes.
Oh, don't...
Oh, it's magnetized to my computer. That's cool.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. No. I'm more afraid of what might get me when I jump in.
Nothing's gonna get you, Gavin.
Let it be known, this was Gavin's idea and nobody forced him to do it.
Besides
Gas Nation.
Gas Nation.
You guys did this to him. Give you a quick pawn shot to show you how gross. Ooh, green.
PS for everybody. Hey, look at, do a quick Christian shot. That's how cold it is. My breath is.
All right. Gas Nation, this is what you voted for.
Woohoo!
Ooh, it's not very deep.
It's not that bad, is it?
Oh. Pretty gross.
Oh, there's a mud creature following you. Hurry, get out. He did it.
Alright. For the people.
The water was pretty shallow.
Okay.
Thank you for voting.
Yeah.
Thank you for voting. We'll do this again.
Alright, everybody. That does it.
For the Gas Boys on the dock.
Gas Boys on the dock. Thank you for listening. Peace.